And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
A lot of people are wondering these days if they've ever lived through a time of such dramatic change. In almost every corner of the earth, peace, stability, a sense of continuity are being outsourced to some other place. It's time you take a walk in a quiet place while you can still find one and listen to the wonder, because there's a struggle going on between the power of nature, the will of man, and the wonder of wonder, and there's no telling who's going to win. We bring you up to the minute on who's ahead when your voice of the earth continues here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
$3.42 is what I paid today for a gallon of regular gasoline. $3.42. I actually don't drive all that much, lucky me. So I sometimes don't get to the pump more than every week or two. And my habit in the past to keep me from guzzling gas was to put in $10. Which would create a recurring inconvenience if I was driving a lot, and tend to slow me down a bit. So today, on my way to hear a talk by David Halvard, who's going to join us in about 2 weeks, I had to fill up to make it over to the Scripps Aquarium in La Jolla. I drove into the station, ran my card through the slot, went through the encoding, got the go-ahead, pulled the pump out of its holder, pushed the big yellow button for regular, and $3.42 appeared on the little digital readout. And then I'm thinking to myself, will $10 even get me to La Jolla and back? That's less than 3 gallons. Now, I thought about amending my $10 plan and getting with a $20 plan, but I'm a bit reluctant to just give into power, so I stuck with a $10 life. It didn't take long at all before I raced past the $10. There was a guy filling up his Jeep, and we got to talking about the $3.42 gas. I can't repeat my comment, but he offered a series of steps which included taking all the oil from Iraq, after all, we've already paid for it, nuking North Korea, and just taking over Canada because they have some new oil sand fields that are rolling in liquid gold. I laughed a bit. He didn't. And I drove off to hear about 50 ways to save the oceans at Scripps Aquarium. So far, I'm one of the lucky people who refuse to commute someplace to help drive the consumerist world into some kind of global mall of goodies, because, you know what? The Earth won't take it. Time for a change. And that's what we're talking about today, the changing world. It just seems that a lot of life is changing really fast. Weather, power, politics, the wild. And as this acceleration continues, the every man for him or herself is going to probably get worse before it gets better. So we can either give in, give up, or get going. And it's the latter option that I keep promoting here on the Wild Side News. Let's get this united state of mind going. The sooner the better. Otherwise, we're going to have to keep reporting on stories like our report from Romania about the flooding rivers that follows the news, or about topics like we cover in our second segment, the disastrous impacts that Navy sonar is having on our ocean creatures that may have been the cause for over 400 dolphins to beach in Tanzania this last week. These stories need to be replaced with more like we talk about in our third segment, research that is proving that birds like our English starling really know what they're talking about. It's all coming up right after the news. So now, the news. The price of a gallon of gas stands at the highest price ever in the history of the world. Most people in Washington and the media faces seem unwilling to say what most Americans know and fear, and that is that these price increases are soon to be affecting the price of absolutely everything we eat, use, buy, and manufacture. It's a drunkard's dream, to be sure, because no matter how numb we get ignoring the truth, tomorrow we wake up with the hangover. It's that old addiction thing that the president keeps talking about. To paraphrase a previous president addressing our addictions, perhaps it's time we just say no to oil. Speaking of what happens to civilizations that cannot survive, an interesting story comes from Bosnia of an amateur archaeologist who recently announced that he has uncovered proof that a four-sided rather large hill that backdrops the town of Visoko, Bosnia, is not a hill, but rather an ancient pyramid from an advanced civilization that he estimates gave it up 12,000 years ago. The 722-foot-tall step pyramid, comprised of cut stone slabs, is generating quite a bit of intrigue as investigators are now exploring a tunnel under the 2,210-foot hill that just may connect to two other pyramid-shaped hills nearby. Egyptian scientists are scheduled to apply their unique expertise to this new find in about a month. We'll be following these developments in the months ahead. And speaking about really old civilizations that gave it up a really long time ago, oil drillers drilling off the coast of Norway were alerted to an unusual bony fossil feature in a core sample from 1.4 miles beneath the ocean floor. Amazingly, the deep-sea dino find turns out to be an actual knuckle bone from a mass of plant-eating plateosaurus that had its last meal over 200 million years ago. Not only is this an extraordinary find because of its depth, but Norwegians are celebrating with lefse and lutefisk because this is the first dinosaur ever discovered in the land of the Vikings. Seems the Grim Reaper is greedily awaiting the years ahead as two of every five species on the planet that have been identified will be no more in the not-too-distant future. According to the latest World Conservation Union Red List of Threatened Species, 1 in 8 birds, 1 in 4 mammals, and 1 in 3 amphibian species will not survive the journey on this Earth arc into the next century. The cause? We know. It's we humans. Seems we get the blame for everything these days. Seems there's just a whole lot of us taking up a lot of room and ripping up the homes and neighborhoods of our living non-human neighbors. The good news is that the trend is not irreversible. All it will take is for almost every human on this planet to do everything they can to work together and live in peace with the grandest wonders ever created or evolved or, well, you get the picture. So, let's get started. And that's the news. A few reminders. I get interesting leads and story ideas from you, the listener, all the time. You are the ears and eyes of the Wild Side News, and when you see something that deserves reporting from the realms of wonder to the dread of plunder, email me at wildsidenews@cox.net. That's wildsidenews@cox.net. We'll be glad you did. Wednesday morning, I awoke to a breaking story that an earthquake of magnitude 8.1 had been reported in the deep waters off the coast of Tonga in the South Pacific. Tsunami warnings spread throughout the region. I called an amazing South Pacific island that is part of the U.S., namely American Samoa, to see what they were hearing.
It was canceled about 35 minutes ago, local time.
Oh, that's very good to hear. So you feel that you're at this point not in danger?
So far they're saying that it's been canceled, but we're still watching to see if there's any other changes. It's kind of difficult to tell at this point because it's high tide in American Samoa right now. It's difficult to tell if there's any waves that are going to be affecting us.
How long do you feel you have to be on watch?
Probably keep an eye out for the next hour or so, just to be on the safe side.
And as we announced recently, the Wild Side News is going to gather its news from around the world to help create a real voice of the earth. I've been hearing occasional news about the dramatic spring floods that are devastating stretches of Europe, and so I went right to the current hardest-hit area in Bucharest, Romania, where thousands of residents, mostly farmers, are fearing even more devastation. I called and began by asking Andrea whether people in Romania were associating these historic floods with global warming.
No, this is definitely not something people here, the government here, is talking about. They're mainly talking about several dams that were built during the communist regime, and they're saying because of this improperly built dams, the Danube is now overflowing, so there's no talk about global warming. Another factor, maybe another cause they are talking about, is the heavy rain in the last years, but no one said anything about global warming that may have resulted in heavy rain. No one said it. This is they mainly one of the main factors they mentioned was the dams, the improperly built dams during the communist regime. Actually, our current prime minister said a few weeks ago that former dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu is partially to blame for the floods nowadays. So I can tell you that 14,000 people had to be evicted from their houses this year because of the floods. I can tell you that, I don't know exactly the figures, but I think about several hundred, about 500 that is, or more, houses were destroyed by the floods, mainly in southeastern Romania.
The people that are displaced, where are they going? How are they surviving?
They are camped in temporary shelters and put together by the government. We have one in a locality called Rast, which is in Dolj County. And the government put together some tents. They bring them food, they bring them water, and so on. But today, people there in this particular shelter have complained of getting some disease, such as scabies. Mm-hmm. They say because of the unhealthy conditions they are now living in.
Mm-hmm. Now, does the Danube flood regularly?
Not that I know of. I mean, I think this is the first major flood in Romania caused by the Danube lately.
Apparently,
I can tell you more about this improperly built dams. The idea was that during the communist period, the former ruler gave land to people. He asked for parts of the Danube to be drained,
mm-hmm.
so that people and for that land that resulted from the drainage, to give that land to people for agricultural use. And the Prime Minister said that those drainings affected the Danube's normal flow. That's what he said last week, I believe.
So instead of the Danube being able to kind of flood naturally, it was confined within those dikes, and therefore...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it had, yeah,
primarily, a lot of the problem is the fact that those old dikes are breaking now. They can't handle the water, and as well, the Danube is being channeled and therefore higher, and flooding. Otherwise, it would have been a more normal flood.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And our prime minister, his name is Călin Popescu Tăriceanu.
How does this affect people in the towns along the rivers, and then as well, I believe it's affecting quite a bit of the farmland?
Because of this improper drainages, the river's bed became smaller. Yeah, it became smaller.
That's right.
And now, because of the heavy rain, the bed river cannot hold all the water, and mm-hmm. it overflows. Mm-hmm. And this way affecting farmland, cities, actually not cities, at this moment it mainly affected the localities, like we call them comune, but they are bigger villages.
Yes. Tell me from your personal perspective, has it been an unusually rainy season?
Yes, I can say it has.
Mm-hmm.
I can say, I'm not really sure. I mean, it did rain more than in the last, I mean, we also had really, really bad floods last year because of the heavy rain, but these floods were caused mainly because of it snowed a lot, and the snow now melted in spring.
Have you ever personally witnessed floods like this in your lifetime?
No, I haven't. But I'm 24 years old, so and I haven't traveled in the affected areas.
And what's your name?
Andrea.
And do you work with the Bucharest Daily News?
You can find much more information by getting into our website, which is www.daily-news.ro.
Is that
R-O.
R-O. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you also. I hope I could be of help.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
It was just a few weeks back. We were discussing the role of the Corps of Engineers in walling in America's rivers to control flooding. These problems persist, not because people are unaware. After all, here we are, talking about this right here, right now. Our challenge is to get the whole world to listen. Get it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.